In Colorado Springs today, there's intense grief for the 5 people killed and more than 24 injured in that shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub on Saturday night. The alleged shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, was subdued by patrons in Club Q and is in police custody. Paolo Schaltzeda is a reporter at Colorado Public Radio. Paolo, there are reports that the suspect was known to law enforcement because of an incident a year ago when his mother called in that he'd made a bomb threat. That led to a huge standoff. What questions are those reports raising?
Well, first off, we don't know if the man in that suspected bombing threat is the same person as Sunday's shooter. Mm-hmm. The man was the same age and the same name, and he was reportedly booked in the county jail last year for that incident. But officials have not confirmed whether they're the same person.
Right. Well, and if they were, there's going to be questions about Colorado's red flag laws, you know, that you can, after an incident like that, you can ask a judge for permission to take away the weapons of a person suspected in something like a bomb threat. But yes, we're not sure yet. It hasn't been positively confirmed it's the same person. But meanwhile, have we learned anything about how the weekend shooter got the weapons that he used in the Club Q shooting?
Not yet. We are supposed to hear from Colorado Springs Police, but we're not quite sure when that press conference is going to be. So we're still waiting on details on how he obtained the guns how many weapons were used, what kind of weapons they were. And while there's heavy speculation that this was a hate crime because it was a shooting at a gay nightclub, officials have yet to confirm his motive.
Well, yeah, it seems apparent, but yet we're waiting for the confirmation. Have you learned anything more about the 5 people killed?
Officials have not released the names publicly yet. We're still waiting on autopsies. But our justice reporter, Allison Sherry, spoke with the parents of 28-year-old Daniel Ashton. He was a trans man who worked at Club Q as a bartender and dancer, and he was confirmed killed yesterday. And his parents said that he was his work at Club Q as a proud trans man was the happiest he's been.
And what about the one or two people, patrons in the club, who subdued the shooter? We're thinking immediately of the Orlando Pulse club shooting, the horror there. It seems that these people, in subduing the shooter, stopped the carnage that could have happened.
It does seem like that. You know, the mayor has said these 2 people were responsible for stopping the shooting, but we don't know anything else aside from that. Police have not identified them. They have not come forward to the press. We're just waiting to hear from them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there have been vigils throughout the community. This is Nadine Bridges of One Colorado, an LGBTQ plus advocacy organization. She spoke at an interfaith gathering on Sunday.
And to those folks out there, and I'm talking to those folks who continue to have anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, we see you and we will not allow this to happen anymore.
Talk about that. What else is the community saying? Is there tension in the community between the LGBTQ community and others in the community? I mean, Club Q was an important space, and so attendees might be reeling, but we understand it had back doors so that people, you know, could go in and out without being seen. What is the place of the space in the community?
Yeah, you know, what we've seen here at CPR and KRCC is just an outpouring of grief. There were at least 4 memorial ceremonies last night and during the day, and that's just the ones we went to. And I went to an interfaith service last night, and it was supposed to be a service in observance of Transgender Day of Remembrance to remember the countless transgender lives lost to violence. But unfortunately, the shooting changed those plans. It turned into a vigil. They were supposed to mourn the countless trans lives lost, and instead it became a day to mourn those lives lost, plus the 5 lives lost yesterday. And, you know, a recurring theme that I heard yesterday was members of the community saying, hate is not welcome in Colorado Springs. This place will continue to be a place for LGBTQ people to meet out and proud. And it was really just queer people urging people to take a look at how rhetoric or laws can cause violence against the trans and queer community.
Yeah. And meantime, we remember the 24 injured, some of them very seriously, acknowledge them as well. Paolo Schaltzeda from Colorado Public Radio, thank you.
Thank you.